You're with SBS Radio.
For many people, driving feels like an automatic process, but following the road rules can be difficult for those behind the wheel who learn to drive in another country or who are learning here but English is not their first language. That's where the Driveabout app aims to help by teaching motorists in their own language how to navigate the roads.
Las redomas pueden tener uno o dos carriles.
Roundabouts can have a single lane or double lanes. On a double lane roundabout, you must leave the roundabout in the same lane as you entered.
The app was first developed to help people in remote Indigenous communities who don't speak English as a first language. It was produced in 8 Indigenous languages to educate First Nations peoples about driving. Shelley Morris did the English voiceovers for the Driveabout app and says it is making a real difference.
Northeast Arnhem Land, I know that their STARS program, which is working with young Indigenous women, they use the app all the time. And it's just wonderful. And it is actually the proper road rules. They actually pass their tests.
She says some drivers might have the necessary practical skills but don't fully understand the theory and rules.
Also, there's, 25% of our incarceration in the Northern Territory is through driving offences, driving licence and not registered or just not understanding everything properly. And so it was imperative that this app was created.
Clinton Hoffman is from Ambrose Solutions, the company that created Driveabout.
So instead of reading the road rule book, you're actually going through and you're watching an animation on give way signs, stop signs, hook turns in Melbourne, driving on outback roads, fatigue, alcohol. So all the things that are covered from a road safety and a road rule principle.
Despite a drop in the number of road deaths between 1970 and 2017, the Australian government established a National Road Safety Office this year. In 2010, a University of Southern Queensland study found the gravity of the road safety problem due to unfamiliar drivers rises as the percentage of newly arrived permanent and temporary residents increases. The Australian Migrant Resource Centre's Eugenia Soulis says often drivers from overseas don't take professional lessons and are therefore at risk of road collisions.
I hate Christmas holidays because I invariably have to go to a funeral of our client groups. Because of a road accident. And it's usually because people have not learned to drive by professionals. To save money, it's their friends that teach them to drive.
Ms. Soulis says Driveabout is a tool that can also help people with their English language skills.
It can go out to the communities and service providers can use it as a tool to actually better inform and update their client groups. So I think it has a lot of impact and can be used quite effectively by diversity.
It's hoped the app will be made available in other languages in the future. It is available for free download until October the 13th. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.